Chapter 12. The Brook Ridge Falls Police Station was in a low brick building. It wasn't anything fancy, with an industrial tile lobby and plastic chairs. Inside, the air conditioning whooshed, computer keys clacked, and a bored-looking teenager slouched in one of the chairs. "Hi, I'm here to see my husband Jack," Lexi said to the receptionist. The gal had been working at the station as long as Lexi could remember, and looked more like a librarian than a desk clerk, with her horn-rimmed glasses and schoolmarm expression. Lexi flashed her brightest smile, hoping to gain the woman's favor. "Is he available?" "Let me check," the receptionist said, picking up her phone. Lexi glanced around at the scattered paperwork atop the woman's desk as she waited. Several traffic citations and a damage to public property report, but nothing about the Sherman Wilson case, unfortunately. The receptionist hung up and sighed. "I'm sorry, Jack's with someone right now. May I give him a message?" "No, thanks. I'll wait." Lexi returned to where the ladies were sitting against the far wall of the lobby, looking like some kind of geriatric crime-fighting brigade, with their massive patent leather bags lined up across their laps and their postures prim. It had been a while since she'd visited Jack at work. The station still looked the same, same yellowing linoleum floor, same fluorescent bulbs buzzing overhead, same hum of activity from the back room, where all the action took place. Feeling antsy, Lexi glanced back at the restroom near the gate into the back area, an idea occurring. She smiled down at Nance. "I'm going to use the restroom. Be right back." "Sure," Nance said, looking over to see where it was located, then back to Lexi, her gaze knowing. "Fine, dear. Perhaps I'll go with you. Actually, I was hoping you could watch my things." "Oh, of course, dear." Lexi handed her purse to Nance, then headed for the bathroom, double-checking to make sure the receptionist was otherwise occupied. Then, as she passed the gate leading to the back offices, she made a quick detour down the hall and peeked around the corner into Jack's office. Her smile fell fast and her heart sank. He was busy, all right, with an attractive blonde. Given the way she was leaning over Jack's arm, and all but shoving her cleavage in his face, the pair looked quite chummy at the moment. Cheeks hot and mind racing, she hurried back down the hall to the bathroom. "He's having an affair. Jack's having an affair, that's his big secret." That was what Cassie and John had tried to keep hidden from her. At first, she felt numb. This couldn't be happening. Not to her, not to Jack, not to their marriage. They'd been so happy, so in love. He'd brought her flowers and wine just the other night, for goodness sake. Then the numbness gave way to anger and then to tears. She sat in the stall alone and cried silently for several minutes. Finally, all cried out, resignation set in. If Jack was cheating on her, what was she going to do about it? Roll over and let the other woman steal the love of her life? Not likely. She wasn't Nan's granddaughter for nothing. She'd fight. That was what she'd do. Fight to keep Jack and fight to keep their marriage alive. But first, she needed to scope out her opponent, see what she was up against. Yep. Lexi Baker refused to go down without a fight. By the time she came out again, she felt a bit more in control of her emotions, if not her thoughts. Maybe she was overreacting. Jack and the blonde weren't actually doing anything to suggest an affair, and she could hardly expect him to deal with only male colleagues or criminals. She shouldn't jump to conclusions. But just in case, she was going to keep a close eye out. Before she got herself all worked up again, Lexi walked over to where the ladies were sitting in the lobby and slumped down into an empty seat. "Everything all right, dear?" Nance asked, her tone concerned, as she passed Lexi's purse back to her. "Yes, I..." Her response was cut off by Jack walking into the lobby, the blonde by his side. They were both smiling and laughing, just as he and Lexi used to do together. He didn't look away from his companion, so chances were good he had no idea his wife was watching him. Just in case, she scooted down in her chair and picked up one of the dog-eared magazines from the table beside her to hold in front of her face. Which, honestly, was stupid, considering the rest of the ladies were sitting right beside her in plain sight. "I'll call you later tonight," Jack said to the blonde as he held the door for her. He was whistling, actually whistling as if life was grand, when he turned around and stopped short. "Mona, is that you? What are you ladies doing here?" Lexi winced as his finger slowly tipped her magazine down so she could meet his gaze. "With my wife?" Slowly, she straightened in her seat and tried to pretend everything was fine. "Hi, Jack." He crossed his arms and narrowed his gaze. "What's going on?" She wanted to ask him the same question about the blonde who'd just left, but refrained. What would she say, anyway? "Is this your new girlfriend? My replacement?" No, she must be overreacting, because Jack wouldn't be standing there all calm, cool, and collected if he'd just ushered his girlfriend out. Would he? She pushed to her feet and slung her bag over her shoulder, forcing a confident smile she didn't quite feel. "We may know who killed Sherman Wilson." Jack exhaled slowly, his tense shoulders relaxing slightly as he waved the ladies back into the main area of the station. "Come on back to my office, where we can talk privately." As usual, it was a tight squeeze fitting all of them inside the small room, but Jack managed to somehow get the door closed, then took a seat behind his desk. "Okay, what do you ladies have for me?"
"The gentleman's name is Herman Conti. He's an old friend of Ruth and Nunzio Bartoli's, and he seems like the most likely suspect at this point," Nand said. "We've Googled him and have discovered he's got a criminal background and motive."
"What motive?" Jack looked incredulous. "And since when do you know how to surf the internet, Mona?"
"Oh, it wasn't me, Jack. It was Helen."
Helen waved from the corner. Nance continued.
"Mr. Conti's motive, we believe, is to keep his nefarious past hidden."
"I don't know." Jack scrubbed a hand over his face, then fixed Lexi with a pointed stare. "Didn't we discuss not investigating any more of these murders on your own?" Indignation prickled Lexi's cheeks with heat. "Last night, you gave me your blessing to see the ladies again today. What did you think we were going to do, Jack? Play bridge all day? Besides, Nance needed help." "Like you were helping yourself to that blonde." She bit back those words, barely.
"She's right. It's my fault," Nance said. "I asked Lexi to drive us over to Herman's today. She was only being a good granddaughter. But it was there that we saw proof of Mr. Conti's connection to the crime."
"Really?" Jack gave his wife some serious side eye. "And what might that be?"
"A photo," Lexi said, crossing her arms. "It showed Nunzio and Herman Conti together, hanging out when they were younger."
"And don't forget the internet search," Helen said. "Turns out the two of them robbed a bank together years ago. Both served time for it, too. Take a look for yourself."
Ruth pulled the iPad out of her huge handbag and turned on the screen, then handed it to Jack.
"And Herman knew I wouldn't be home yesterday morning when my condo was broken into, because he'd asked me to brunch, but I turned him down because I was busy."
Jack shook his head and snorted. "Let me get this straight. You ladies want me to arrest this guy because he committed a crime over 60 years ago and asked Ruth out for brunch?"
"Well, when you put it that way, it does sound a little far-fetched. But we're certain it's him," Helen said, squaring her shoulders. "And you should have seen how squirrely he got when we brought up the murder to him earlier. Plus, he kept asking about Ruth's car. When we walked by it this afternoon, the door panels on the back seat had been moved. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he'd broken into her olds to search it. Or maybe. Jack tapped the screen a few times, then chuckled. He was rattled because you ladies have suddenly become social media stars. He handed the iPad back to Ruth. Pictures of you all tearing apart the Oldsmobile in that storage bay are all over the internet. People have dubbed you guys the Silver Sensations.
Really? The ladies said in unison.
Ida grabbed the iPad from Jack and scrolled through the photos. Lexi leaned over her shoulder in time to see several unflattering photos of the ladies. Nan's with her hind end sticking out of the trunk, Ruth and Helen arguing over a coin, the toes of Ida's orthopedic shoes pointing out from beneath the fender of the Olds.
Darn, Ida said. That's not my best angle.
None of these are flattering. Nan shook her head. Who could have taken them?
Probably Rena Gulch. She's had it in for us since day one.
Helen gave a dismissive wave.
Oh, this is just terrible, Ruth sighed. Look at those awful images. Whoever took them made sure to angle the shots to make us look fat.
Nan's pointed to one, her expression aghast. Is my butt really that big?
Jack gave a long-suffering sigh, then stood and opened his office door.
Ladies, I hate to cut this short, but I need to get back to work. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Are you at least going to bring Herman in to question him? Lexi asked, bristling under his dismissal. How dare he treat them like a bunch of silly busybodies? She was still his wife. She deserved more respect.
I doubt it, honey.
Jack ushered them all back out to the hallway.
I'd need a lot more than what you've given me to bring him in.
He reached for her arm and leaned in to kiss her goodbye, but Lexi shook him off. The trouble between them right now would take more than a couple endearments and kisses to fix. What do you need, then?
Proof. A confession?
Jack frowned at her.
Is something wrong, honey?
No. Yes. She looked away, not wanting him to see the doubt in her eye. We'll get out of your hair for now. Will you be home for dinner tonight? Or will you be seeing the blonde?
I'll be home at my regular time, honey. See you then.
Nance glanced between the two of them, then shook her head.
You should listen to me more often, Jack. I'm usually right. But if you say you need more evidence to bring Herman Conti in, then we'll just get him to confess to the murder. And I know exactly how to do it.